At the 2012 American Seed Trade Association Convention, I'm visiting with Kent Croon. And first of all, Kent, I know you work for Monsanto, but tell me what you do for the company.
Okay. Well, thanks, Chuck. I appreciate this opportunity. So I'm currently in technology development within Monsanto Vegetable Seeds, and I have global responsibility for 8 of our 23 crops, vegetable crops. And primarily I work day-to-day with broccoli and cauliflower, and also with lettuce and spinach, but also cabbage, fennel for our Italy market, as well as Chinese cabbage and radish for Korea, China, and Japan.
Well, what we want to talk about here is vegetables and flowers, because you are the chair for the ASTA Vegetable and Flower Division. As we've learned, there are several divisions here. Why don't we start with what does this division do? What's kind of the purpose for this particular division?
Okay. Well, I can give you a little background. I think it may help put it into perspective. Coming from a background, I have a family farm in central Illinois in corn and soy. And I think everybody associates ASTA with corn and soy, and which is the right thing to do with over 80 to 90 million acres on corn. It's a huge crop, huge value. If you look at vegetables, among the number of vegetable seed companies, there's a huge number of companies. Many of those who produce vegetable seed are represented within ASTA. And they can get lost within a crop such as the corn or soy. So the vegetable seed division, the focus is to put the focus back onto vegetables or on vegetables, mm-hmm. seed production, and understand from our members what we can do to really promote their seed within the industry.
When it comes to some of the issues that affect the seed industry, when you talk about the vegetable and flower divisions, do you have the same issues with corn, soybean, et cetera, things like the phytosanitary, the intellectual property rights, et cetera?
Well, it's a very good question, and the answer you'd probably expect is it is the same. Very similar. If you look at vegetables compared to those crops, intellectual property is a key one for us, because a number of these varieties or these materials are either open pollinated crops or they also are hybrids, can be either one. And so intellectual property is a key part of this, because we do have plant variety protection, or PVP, and other avenues for protecting our seed. And so that's no different than the corn and soybeans. I think the other parallels, if you look at phytosanitary and the export production of seed, vegetable seed, for example, vegetable seeds produced all over the world. And in order to produce it in one area, such as Chile, Mexico, other areas, we generally import it through our seed processing plants, which may be U.S., Netherlands, elsewhere, and then re-export it to the country we're wanting to sell in. So phytosanitary barriers are a real concern for us. We want to make sure that everything is science-based and make sure we're facilitating the seed movement. I think if you look at coming from the corn and soy world, I think the thing that hits me is the diseases. If you look at vegetables compared to corn and soy, the plant diseases you can have on a fresh product, such as produce, the vegetable diseases are key for us. They really are. I think the other thing, too, coming from a corn and soy world, it really is. It's a commodity crop, which everyone knows. But if you look and work in the vegetable world, the focus is on yield, no different than corn or soy, but then you have a whole list of other parameters around the quality of each of our vegetables that are key as well. So in many situations, it's very similar, but vegetables obviously have their unique issues as well.
Now, I think I understand that there are several meetings besides this convention that ASTA holds during the year. One focuses on this area, right?
Exactly right. We have this annual meeting. The big one for us, though, is the division meeting. And so we have a conference, the Vegetable and Flower Seed Conference, which is held in January of the year. Our next meeting will be in Scottsdale in 2013 in January. And just not unlike what you're noting, it is going to be a vegetable and flower seed focus. It is largely a business focus. We have a large number of exhibitors who then put up various displays on the floor to promote the products related to the seed industry, whether it's conditioning, cleaning, testing. Mm-hmm. whatever it might be. Also, we have a great deal of companies who come there and conduct business. So compared to many of these other meetings, it is a much more of a business-oriented meeting, not unlike the meeting in Chicago for corn and soy. The relative number, we had just over 700 people attend this last meeting in January. So that's probably compared to, say, 2,600 for corn and soy in Chicago.
Anything else about the work of your division that for those who are just would like to know more about ASTA that we didn't touch on or let people know?
Well, I would encourage anyone who works with the vegetable industry to strongly consider ASTA and especially our division. Again, if you look at the ASTA many times, you see corn and soy, but really not to forget that ASTA has a large role in vegetable crops, and especially of all sizes and all avenues and aspects of vegetable seed production. So we work with various things. I mentioned the phytosanitary is a big area for us, and the other areas would be with intellectual property. But it really works on down from there, coexistence and seed quality. We've produced a seed quality management guide more recently within ASTA that pertains to vegetables as well. So vegetables, given the potential for vegetables in terms of value, it's very important to us.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Kent Kroon with Monsanto, who is the division chair here for ASTA in the Vegetable and Flowers Division. And from the 2012 convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.